dun, dun, dun.
Is it a robot?
Robot or not? John, listener Andrew has a question about puppets. I feel like we mentioned this on The Incomparable at some point, too, about Jim Henson movies from the 80s. When is a puppet, and when is a puppet no longer a puppet? And I think the great example here is there are often...
When does it become a real boy?
Well, we may get there, too, but like some puppets, you end up with like life-size puppets where there's a person in a suit and there might still be some puppetry of the eyes or whatever, but it's like it's no longer kind of a hand up in a puppet, but it's like a person in a suit. And I think what listener Andrew wants to know is, at what point does a puppet just turn into a person in a costume? It's like, when is a puppet a puppet? And when is it no longer a puppet? If you're thinking of like the Dark Crystal or something.
Is there an existing name for the thing that has one or more people inside it articulating it? Like that's much bigger than a person?
Like a Jabba the Hutt kind of thing? I don't know.
Or like those Chinese dragons, the Chinese street fairs, we see them here.
I don't know if there's a word for that, a technical word for that.
Anyway, I'm going to say that the only way you're a person in a costume is if there are no aspects of the thing around the person that need to be manipulated in an indirect way. The place it gets fuzzy is all of those quote-unquote costumes where you're looking out the mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
In most cases, those don't have any articulating parts, so you're looking at a Mickey Mouse's mouth. But Mickey doesn't have blinking eyeballs, right? Or moving ears or anything like that. I feel like that's not a puppet, it's a costume. But the second you have some kind of control inside there or outside there to blink Mickey's eyeballs or to rotate Mickey's ears or to make Mickey's mouth open and close through some mechanism other than you opening and closing your own mouth, which wouldn't make any sense anatomically speaking, that's kind of a puppet. So if you're inside it and either you inside or someone on the outside is indirectly manipulating parts of that quote-unquote costume, that's still a puppet. It's just a big puppet. It's a big weird puppet that you're inside. But many puppets are controlled from outside with a series of remote controls while someone also does it from the inside. I feel like those are all kinds of puppets. So
but if I'm a mascot, like a college football mascot, I'm not a puppet at that point.
They don't have it. I mean, I don't know about college basketball mascots. Do any of them have articulated pieces that are indirectly controlled? I don't think they do. I think they just have helmets.
They totally should, but I don't think they do.
Yeah. I mean, Gritty doesn't even have eyelids, right?
Yeah.
There's no blinking happening there. That's part of the look.
No, can you imagine, though, like a Gritty with where they like blinks his eyebrows move and stuff like that, and there's some guy with a remote control somewhere nearby? That would be creepy. We've answered why that doesn't exist, because that's really bad.
I mean, I don't know if it would be bad. Like, with Gritty, I feel like it's part of the whole thing, but we have technology now to put tiny cameras in the eyeballs so that the remote controller can know what they're reacting to and do all sorts of complicated puppetry like things. But yeah, Dark Crystal, those are for sure puppets. Things with lots of people inside them, like those big dragons, definitely puppets, because they manipulate the mouth with like their hands. They make the mouth open and close and stuff, right? So those are puppets.
Even if you're all entirely inside a puppet, or you and your friends are inside a puppet, it's still a puppet
if you're performing puppetry.
Okay.
Robot or not.